The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side and issue number 72. This week we talk about Netflix's Lock and Key. We also get into the books, little back and forth of the comparison. This is a pretty much spoiler podcast because, well, you'll see. This isn't your typical Bright Side podcast, so be prepared. Let's get into the store. Hey, John, this is gonna be fun.
It is.
Yes.
That's good to know.
It's always fun.
I was going to say.
But
thanks for telling me.
I think our listeners are going to see another side of me tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or today, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So,
I guess I already know I know what that means.
yeah. So, do you want to get into it? You just want to jump right into this?
Sure.
We'll play this little trailer. You don't have anything from last week, do you? Like,
no.
Oh, we didn't even talk about... You didn't even favorite FOC book or anything, did we?
I didn't single one out that I liked specifically, but...
Because I didn't even see anything. So yeah. So
I didn't really.
It was a short week.
Yeah, there was only a couple of variant covers.
Yeah, we didn't have any Matinas to talk about. So
no.
All right, let's play this trailer, and then we're gonna. I don't know. All right, here we go.
Hey, check it out. We're here.
Welcome to Key House.
I could never get your father to talk about his life here. My kids need a home.
Does it have to be this home?
Hello? Are you my Echo?
Yes. Yes. Key House? Is filled with amazing keys. Listen for them. They whisper. Holy crap! How is any of this possible?
This isn't a game. We don't know what these keys unlock.
You woke me up. You woke me up. You have no idea what's coming.
Bobby! These aren't toys. They're weapons.
These keys, they're our legacy.
The past is always with us. You can try and run away. But it's always there.
Whatever you think you understand about those keys, you don't.
Alrighty. Why don't you start us off, because this is your baby. Or do you want me to start us off?
No, it's not my baby at all. I just consumed it like anybody else. I didn't get any royalties or have anything to do with it. So it's not my baby. I gather that you hated it because that's what makes it different than anything else. And I disagree, so I guess we have that.
This show was the worst piece of
language
I've ever seen.
Oh, I disagree. I completely disagree.
I could not wait to talk, because I know you said you liked this.
Yeah.
And I could not, I couldn't wait to talk to you, because this, I couldn't find anything. I had so many holes in this show, and I was like, I don't know what to say. You told me, you binged it in a weekend, and you...
Yeah, I watched it
you
all.
You liked
I
it
liked
so
it.
Much you read the book, right?
Yes.
Well, how many books did you read?
Well, I have read 3.5 graphic novels now.
Okay.
I'm about halfway through the fourth one. The books surprised me a little bit, though, in the sense that I thought that I was going to have a lot more content. Like, I went to the graphic novels to see where the story went next, because I was looking for more content. What I came to discover very quickly, and you read the first one, you said, the first graphic novel, which basically only covers, like, the first episode and a half of the the show. So what I've discovered is that four graphic novels in, every graphic novel takes place in season one.
Exactly.
So there, I'm not going to get any additional story out of reading these six graphic novels. Now, they're not exactly the same. Like, the themes are the same, but they don't unfold exactly the same. The characters are a little different, and they're developed differently. But the gist of the story out of six graphic novels, you really get in one season of the show. So the show ends with a setup for season two, obviously. And I feel like we're going to have, like, a Game of Thrones situation on our hands where they're going to be making it all up as they go, because their source material is going to be used up already.
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone. In my opinion, they botched this royally, because I read this book, like, Wednesday. I went and we finished on Tuesday. Okay. We finished Lock and Key, and it got to the point that like, my wife was a little more entertained than I was at the beginning, has a great horror feel at the beginning. It really gets you engaged. Little home theater part. We started this show down in the theater because it's Netflix. They have great surround sound. You and I have talked on the other, you know, other stuff too. And this show really locked you in. But then it got old, and it was like, I thought the story was, it went down. It was so convoluted, but yet went nowhere. And then as it went on, you all of a sudden were like, I got to see how they wrap this thing up, because there was stuff in here that in the show that didn't even need to be there and didn't make sense. In my opinion, they could have done this show. They could have done, like, book one could have been six episodes.
Well, see, I disagree. I was thinking that there was no way that this graphic novel could have been a whole season of a show. It didn't develop enough of the story at all.
Well, they could have expanded on the show. I thought, like, reading, and like I said, I've only read the first one.
Right.
Welcome to Lovecraft, which is the town, and which is that's a play on the horror novelist.
Right,
there.
Cthulhu.
And I thought each chapter, it's six chapters. Each chapter, they could have expanded and made a show. I thought that would have been enough of a show and left you at the end of that with, oh my God, I can't wait for season two. Whereas this one, the show itself, I mean, all right, for instance.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell me what, well, obviously you didn't like any of it, but I mean.
Well, there was stuff
I don't know what
like,
was. I don't know what was convoluted about it. Like, I understood every bit of it from start to finish, I felt like.
I understood it, but it didn't need to be there. Like, the entire, like, the kids and their movie making. That was just like a roundabout way to get some kids together that had no bearing on anything. It was...
Well, other than it just set up a friendship for the kids. And it was the device to get them into the cave. Because they used the cave as a shooting location.
Right, but that you could have done that in so many other ways, and it made it a lot shorter.
Well, like you always say, they could have done it, because that's what I would normally say. They could have done it in a million different ways.
Oh,
but,
I know.
Your response to me would be, but this is how they chose to do it. And so that's going to be my response to you. That's how they chose to do it. Now, if you read the book, that doesn't happen at all.
Exactly.
Like, there's no movie making that happens in the book at all. It was made up for the show. They get into the caves by a different way in the books. Actually, I don't think you've even gotten there.
I haven't even gotten to that part yet.
But the whole friendship was set up completely differently.
So here's another part that I thought, and we'll go. I mean,
I like being you.
Huh?
I like being you. You can be me.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
I here
because all I ever have to say to be you is, But that's how they chose to tell the story.
All right. And well, then... but here's one that you – I don't even think – you can't say that too specifically.
Okay.
So I thought in the book they did and with October Faction the same thing. They did a much better job of world building in that – so in October Faction – now, I didn't read that book.
I haven't either.
But in the show, they did a better job of world building in the aspect that you have characters in the story that believed in monsters and knew monsters existed.
Right.
And you had characters that didn't. And it was a credible story in that when a character that doesn't know monsters exist runs into a monster, they're shocked. And they have no idea.
Right.
In the book, in Lock and Key, the book... same thing. You have a clear divide of who believes in what. In the show, you have characters that all of a sudden run into some issue, some magic key thing, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay. But there's no defining, like, why are you taking that for granted? Why are characters, so, for instance, the sister, she takes her fear and buries it.
Right.
Obviously, we're talking spoilers here.
Well, yeah.
The fear comes back to life and attacks one of her friends. She goes to said friend and says, oh, that was my fear that came out of my head and it attacked you. And she immediately just believes her. That, to me, it's like, now, don't get me wrong. That can happen in a story. But we need a little bit more explanation. We need, how are these people just all of a sudden like, oh, yeah, fear can come out of your head and attack you. That right. part, to me, I was dumbfounded. I'm like, come on now. It's like, are you kidding me? And then and her biggest response to it was the friend that got attacked. Yeah. Oh, I'm kind of flattered.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? John, if you all of a sudden got beat up by somebody that looks like me and I told you, oh, yeah. That's your friend. And it's like, I know this is fantasy. I get that. But there has to be a definition of a divide here. And there wasn't. There were people that were just taking it for granted. And oh my God, the adults, the mother, the worst mother in the world.
Well, that's fine.
Her husband gets killed. She moves them across country, and then just turns into an alcoholic. And then to solve her problems, she goes on a date with the cop, and she's hanging out. But meanwhile, somebody had come across country, tried to kill them, and all this. But she leaves her kids alone all the time. And it's, I'm like, there's no credibility.
You can't go with the idea that she becomes an alcoholic because of her grief, because her husband got killed. Like, not a stretch at all.
No, not at all. Put that in the story, though. But she left them alone before she started drinking. She started drinking like 3/4 of the way into this show.
Yeah, but she left them alone in the same way that everybody leaves their kids alone. Right. Now, I do agree with you.
You did a better job.
I do agree with you in the one case, because I even said that to Lydia, because Bodhi, who didn't seem to be old enough to even be in school because he was home all day every day while the other kids were in school, she did leave him alone to go, like, to the store.
Yeah.
And that was, I even said that to Lydia, so I do agree with you there. I was like, how old is this kid that she's just leaving him home alone? But nobody said she was a good mother to begin with. Like, her character was that she...
No,
you know.
I know, but I'm just saying, but there are so many things.
But I did say, I do agree with you there, because I did say the same thing. It's like, if he's not old enough to be in school, he's not old enough to be left home alone.
I thought, for casting purposes, that he looked old enough to be in school.
Well, and then later on in the show, you find out...
Why isn't he in school?
Well, no, because he did go to... I think later on in the show, you do find out that he was in school. I just don't know why he was home those days, you know?
I know. And how he found the keys, I thought were, like, he found way too many keys too fast in this show. And then it was so drawn out after that that it was, I thought that they drew out things that didn't need to be drawn out from the story. They went on tangents that weren't in the story that did, like you said, with the, you know, the film club there.
Right.
You didn't need to do that. You could have done that quicker, and you could have made this, like I said, you could have made even two books you could have made into one season, and then you have more story to go on. They put every, like you said, this entire thing in, and they jammed it into one season, but it still felt like it didn't feel action packed. It was like, oh, okay, this key again, and this one, and you didn't get enough answers on how the keys started. And here's one that's in the first book. They tell you right in the first book, like, what was the quote with the little kid? You think you're starting at the beginning of the story, but you're actually starting at the end of the story.
Right.
And that's a quote towards the end of the first book, which is really cool because you're like, that would have been really nice to wrap up at the end of episode 6 and first season. And you'd be like, oh, then you would have been left with a ton of mystery. And they could have put that into this season. And it would have left you with, oh, what else could, because there's so many things they could go on here. But no, they almost wrapped everything up, and then they end the season, and like you said, you want to see where else they're going to go, and you read all the, you read all the novels, and you're like, all the novels are in season one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel, I agree and I disagree in the sense, like, reading each one of these graphic novels, I don't know if any of them stand alone as a season of TV. I feel like if they, if they tried to make all of the first graphic novel like a whole season, it would have been too sparse. Like, there's not enough in these books. I'm surprised that all six of them took place in the first season, but right. I don't think they could do a season per book.
I do, because they, what was, I think it was The Boys, right? Was it, or no, Umbrella Academy. Umbrella Academy was, season one was book one, and you're like, holy crap, that's the one book that we,
but you like read. You said, they expanded so much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Of that
the
book.
Show was better than the book.
Right.
And they had an opportunity here when you read this, when you read this first book, it's a great, I mean, like I said, I read this book in spite of the show because I was like, I know how popular this book is. There's no way this show is based off of that book. They went on a tangent and they did. I read this book. I almost ran back to the store to get the rest of them that day because I wanted to finish it. It's that the book is such a great read. It's a quick read. You
it's
plow
quick.
Through it.
Yeah,
quick.
It's pretty quick.
It's a page turner. You're like, oh wow, this is great. It had a pace to it that I see what you're saying. You feel like you couldn't make that into a season, but I think you could. You could expand on a few things. You could expand on the trip across America, maybe, on some of the things they saw. Draw it out a little. Draw out some of the tension. Where they didn't do that. They kind of, like, they plowed through this thing, and they, too many keys were happening too fast, I thought, in this season.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I disagree. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. I actually really enjoyed it. I just didn't realize. It seems like each graphic novel focuses around one key.
One or two, yeah.
Yeah, which is,
because the first one, I think, was two keys.
Yeah, but it seems to be the way it's pacing out is that each key has basically its own book associated with it. But I don't know if I would have wanted that out of the TV show, because then I feel like it would have been the opposite, and it would have been so long and drawn out. Because I guess take the story that you got in season one, and even though you didn't like it necessarily, can you imagine that story spanning six seasons of television? Like, if you watch six years worth of TV and that's all you got to at the end, I'd be like, man, they really stretched that out.
But that's what I mean. It's like, think of all the information from book one that isn't in there anywhere. They didn't even talk about some of the stuff. They didn't talk about the definition of some of the keys. They simplified a key. They said a key that can turn you into a different person.
Right.
When it's not, it's actually a key that when you step through, you can, one key, you turn into, you know, if you're a girl, you turn into a boy. Another key does this. They simplified it for the show, and they packed it all in when they, instead of, they could have expanded and developed those keys and developed the stories around those keys. I thought the idea of the show is, and Slade said this to me too, kind of stuck up for the show, in that what they're trying to do in season one is they're trying to give you all the keys, and now they're going to give you the backstory, and they're going to next season might develop it even more. But my thing
maybe.
Is, if you failed, though, you put all of this, and in my opinion, they failed. So now what if you don't get to do that?
Right.
Where I thought you would have been better served leaving people with wanting more. And they did the exact opposite. They gave everybody everything and hoped that they were like, oh, can you give me more? Honestly, though, John, at the end of episode 10, could you even think of what you could want more of?
Well, I was going to say that.
That's why you read the book.
Well, and I was going to bring that up because we touched on that last week when we talked about October Faction. And remember how I said I was going to say the same thing about that? Like,
yeah.
I wonder what season two of this show even is.
Right.
You know, because I feel like even with now, again, they did leave a bit of a cliffhanger, you know, at the end of this. So, I mean, you kind of know where they could go. But they also could just, like, if it never comes back again, I'm satisfied still.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of the way I felt about October Faction. And that was what I was going to bring up last week, is that, you know, it could end right where it is and be done. Yes, it is a little mystery that they left, but I'm not really, like, wanting,
right,
like, anxiously wanting more.
Right. Because, see, here's the thing. It's like they left a cliffhanger, but, of course, they could add keys. What they did, all they did is very similar to October Faction, where it's like all the questions have been answered, and now the next season will be, like in October Faction, it's how do they go forward with the existing story?
Well,
because like in October Faction, we had that understory of like the prejudice and racism understory, which we can't, they're not going to redo that again because that's already been answered.
Right.
This had no undertones of anything. This was just a flat out horror entertainment story.
Right.
I didn't see any. If
no,
I'm
I didn't
wrong,
either.
I'm wrong.
No, I didn't see any either. Now,
and I like that.
Bit,
I like when art does that.
There is a bit more, like, as you go through the graphic novels, though, you haven't seen it yet because it didn't really come up in the first one. But by the third one, there are a lot of racial undertones. Not even undertones. Like, it's not even blatant. I mean, not even, like, hidden. Like, there's a lot of racial stuff that happens in this story. But I don't feel like it came through at all in the show. Like, they didn't touch on it in the show at all.
If it's in the book, that's too bad they didn't touch on it.
Yeah, because there is a lot of
something they could do.
Classism and racism themes that are coming up in the book that they didn't touch on at all in the show. And I guess, to kind of go back to what you were saying about a second season of this, really when I finished watching this show and I said I wanted more, and that's why I went to the books, it wasn't so much that I wanted more of the story. I wanted to know what other keys there were. You know, I was looking for the next keys, like what haven't we discovered yet? And I don't have any of that because now the books are only going to show me the same keys that we've already gotten. That's what I wonder more than anything. Like, when you get to season two of this show, like, what other keys are out there? Feels like they already have the keys to do just about everything.
Right.
You have the key that can turn you into another person. You have the key that can take you anywhere. All the keys you have, you don't need any other keys. So,
right.
I kind of wonder what happens in season two or three or four of this show if all we ever get are the same old keys. So, that's what I wanted to find out in the books, really, what I was missing key-wise. And, you know, that's not an answer I'm going to get because they really don't, at least so far, they haven't revealed any keys that we don't already have in the show.
We don't know anything about what's on the other side of that door.
Right, we don't know what's on the other side of the door. Other than that, it seems to...
Space.
Yeah, well, and it holds, I mean, obviously there's other beings in there that are trying to come into the world. So, I don't know,
right.
Is it purgatory, is it hell, is it heaven, what is it? Yeah. So, I think that was, and I don't know that that'll be answered in the books either, but I haven't gotten that far yet, so I don't know. I'm not saying it's a perfect, like, I don't feel like it was a perfect season of a show. There's definitely questions that, you know, I have, but I didn't dislike it nearly as much as you did.
I hated it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't hate anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to hate it. I mean, there are things I found entertaining. Like, I found the beginning, the first few seasons, first few episodes, they were entertaining. I thought the horror aspect, the surround sound. We watched one episode upstairs in the living room, and I was like, we got to go back downstairs because this sucks.
Yeah, well, because you have whispers and the keys and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The sounds coming from around the room, the whispers whispering, which I haven't seen that in the book yet.
No, that's not how it happens in the book.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They actually, that's the one thing.
I love the way they do it in the book.
Well, I was going to say, in the book, they don't really explain how he finds them.
No, he finds the first one because he sees it on the wall of the swords. And he and it's like a little inquisitive kid. He finds it and then he puts it in the door. And that's a little bit like hokey.
That's what I was going to say, because they don't really explain how he's finding them in the book. It seems like in the show they did a better job of that.
No, he starts to find them in the book because the first one he finds is the one that makes him into the ghost.
Right.
You know, that the quote-unquote ghost. And from there, that's like, you know, it's world building. Because from there, that's how he finds the rest of the keys, because he realizes in the book he can jump consciousness. You know, he jumps to somebody that's thinking about something.
Right.
So that's how that key has even more power that they never explored in the show. That in the show, it was just you become a ghost and you can fly around and see stuff.
Right.
In the book, there is so much more to that key that they don't go into. They skip over it. And they, like I said, that one key is what led to him even knowing that there are other keys and exploring for other keys. And then in the show, they simplify it that he's just the key whisperer, and he, like a little kid walking around. Like, seriously, he found in the book, he finds the key in the girl's wrist bracelet, right?
Right.
That was really cool in the book how he did it, because he had no idea. He found the bracelet, and he didn't even know he had found it. He's seeing his sister on the floor, and he's going, "What? I don't get it. She's knocked out." Right? But then he notices it. In the show, this little kid that's not even in school yet figured out there's a key and a bracelet, and then had the wherewithal to pull it out of there and straighten it out and everything.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. None of it. It was too fast. There wasn't enough of an explanation for why this kid knows how to do this. And then when he gets the power of the key, how he knew that the key would even do any of that. They went from 0 to 100 like that. But in the book, there was a lot better world building, I thought. And that's what I mean. It's like, you really could have made a whole season out of book one, because if you just developed on the information that was there and expanded on it a little bit, where there's a lot of information missing from the books that are from the show.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what else to say. You know, I mean, I didn't look at it as critically as you did. I just liked it, you know. There's always things. I mean, there was plenty of stuff that I questioned that didn't make sense as far as, like I said, you know,
the
mother leaving the little kid alone and stuff like that. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I just thought it was entertaining. I found it to be fine. Like, it didn't bother me the way they were finding the keys, you know, quickly. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't feel like they found them all too quickly. I will say that, you know, the order of how things happened is different in the books. Like, for instance, Sam, who is the, you know, the guy that chases them, like the guy that killed the dad. You know, he sticks around. Like, he doesn't die until, like, episode 8 or 9 or something in the show. Like, he's dead pretty early on in the books, not to spoil it, but, you know.
Right.
Just to look
ahead.
We're
talking spoilers.
Well, but you haven't read the book, so, I don't want to spoil the books necessarily. But, like, that happens very differently. And there's things with that character that happened in the book that didn't happen in the show. So, the order of things, you know, same thing, like, the Crown of Shadows. That happens kind of later in the series, but that's like the third graphic novel. It might even be the second graphic novel. That all happens a lot earlier in the book. So the order of things is different, but it doesn't change the story so far that much. It's just they happen differently in the books.
Right.
If they had changed the order of it in the show, I don't know if it would have changed the show all that much. It's just kind of they happened. It was like Interrogation, like, you know, you watch the first and the last episodes and then everything in the middle was kind of interchangeable. I feel like that's how the graphic novels are, you know, because each one of them is just them finding a key and exploring what that key does. And it seems like they could happen in any order. But there's, again, I guess to go back to what you were saying, the character of Sam after he's dead does more stuff in the books that didn't happen in the show.
Right.
But that could also be season 2 of the show.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Like, just because it didn't happen in season 1 doesn't mean it won't happen.
Right.
But there's things that character still continues to do even though he's dead.
They changed the dynamic of that character that I thought in the book was way more interesting.
Yeah.
what they did with that character.
Well, you got a little bit more of his backstory in the book than you did in the show.
That's what I mean. It's like, I've only read book one, and I'm like, that could be a season. And it's like, there's that backstory on him and Tyler.
Right.
They completely flip-flopped one aspect of it. I don't want to train, because I'm not sure how many people have read the book. The book was awesome. The book, if you saw the show and you don't like it, because I know people have seen the show, but if you liked it, definitely pick up the book. If you didn't like it, I'd pick up the book
anyway.
Still
pick up the books, yeah.
That's what I love the book. Can't wait to read the next ones. But they changed stuff that didn't need to be changed. They added stuff that added nothing to the show. Tyler on the hockey team. The hell was that for? It went nowhere.
But that does come up in the book.
But it did nothing in the show. It was just like, he's on the hockey team. And they had a few scenes of him on the hockey team. And then he literally quit the hockey team in the middle of the show. And they didn't even, it's not even like they added to that, like later in the story said, Tyler, you got to stop quitting stuff. Don't be a quitter. You quit hockey. You quit. They didn't even add to it. You know, like I watch shows, and I know you do too. You watch a show and you'll see a guy at the beginning of the show, and all of a sudden they'll focus on him like sharpening his knife. You know, later in the show, that knife is probably going to come in handy.
Right.
Right. There was a lot of stuff in this show that they showed, and you're like, when does that show up? Never. Like, they were like, had
well, again,
nothing.
But playing hockey was just a byproduct. It was just him making friends. That's really all it was there for. It was just a device for him to show that he was fitting in and Kinsey wasn't really fitting in. You know, like, he was making friends as a popular guy, you know, joined the hockey team. He was hanging around with the cool kids, and Kinsey wasn't. And that's really all the hockey was there to serve. Like, he wasn't going to go on to become an NHL player at the end of the show.
No, but right. But they
it's just
they
something
didn't
the kids do. Like, that's
right.
What, it's just
I
what
know.
You do, you know?
But they didn't expand on it, is
well,
what
but
I'm
what
saying.
More did
it's
you like, want? What more did you want from that?
Well, the whole dynamic of why he quit. I mean, he was on the team. They showed him in one game, and then he didn't play. Then he
why did he?
Up.
I don't even remember. Why did he quit? I don't
because
even
he wasn't
remember
getting
from the
any
show.
Getting any ice
right,
time.
Right, he wasn't getting any ice time, so he quit.
And then that was it. And it was like, you could have just said that. You could have, I mean, there was scenes that didn't need to be there. I mean, he beat a kid up after the game in the parking lot, and right. You saw, and that pertained to what he wanted to do to Sam when he jumped on Sam after he'd
right.
killed his father. I get that part, but you could have had that scene in the school. You could have done that at any time. You could, you know, he could, anytime he fought anybody, you could have set that scene up and made it a lot quicker. So what I'm saying is they elaborated on this hockey stuff when they didn't really need to, but they could have elaborated on some key stuff, literally keys. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm not punning it. I'm saying they could have elaborated on the keys a little more instead of focusing. I mean, would they dedicate like 5 minutes to his hockey, which really, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it didn't develop anything. It didn't do anything. It's stuff like that that I didn't like.
I don't know. I just looked at it, like I said, it just served to, it was character development. I just thought it was to show that, you know, like I said, he was one of the cool kids. And she wasn't, you know, like she was the outcast and he was, I don't know. I just thought it developed their characters.
Okay, why
the dynamic
why did he have to be a cool kid? Because he got to go to those parties and then what's her name? Dodge and what was her other name? Ellie?
Echo. Well, Echo, Dodge. I don't remember what her name was when she was the girl.
The girl, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But whatever it was, she shows up at the party. I knew right away that they were the same person in the show.
I did too, but I didn't know that it was the other kid, the one that befriended Kinsey. Like, when that was revealed at the end of the last episode, I was surprised by that.
I knew he was a bad guy, though, the whole entire time.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, his the way he was acting towards her.
I just thought he was into her.
Yeah, but he was into her, like, way, like, he really liked her ideas. And so I'm like, that's one of those things. I'll give credit to the show. I thought that they exposed that a little bit on purpose by him, like the way he acted, I thought was like, he was like, I think she has great ideas. And you're like, why is he acting? Even if I was in, play it a little more.
Because he wants to get in her pants. That's why. Like,
I get that.
You know, but when you're in high school and you're trying to get with a girl, like, everything she does is walking on water. Like, that's, you know.
Not that much. And he was, I mean, so. Anything she said, he was all cool with. So I knew as that was playing. And when that played out at the end, I know what you're saying.
Now, the one part
that
exposed him a little bit was how much joy he got from taunting the one girl and, like, embarrassing the one girl in school, you know, with the box. Like, he really got into that, and that should have been a little bit of a red flag. But, again, I just wrote it off as, like, she treated him like crap, and he, you know, he was trying to get his revenge. But that was the one tip-off that he was
the same person there. But I knew he was a bad guy. I didn't know she was – I knew he had some ulterior motive. The entire show, I was like – he's got some ulterior motive.
But yeah,
going
that
here.
That did surprise me. Like, I was legit didn't realize that he was the same person. But yeah, as far as the girl, you know, that from the party that got with Ty, I mean, I knew that was her pretty easily.
Yeah, Lucas and Dodge were the same
person. Lucas and Dodge, right. Yeah, that much I
and
put
Gabe.
That,
Gabe was the
kid. Yeah, like I said, I put
Gabe was the kid. So all three of them were the same person. Right.
I knew
Lucas
two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew two of them.
I just
didn't
realize
that
she
was also the other one.
That Gabe was.
But I also knew at the end that when the one they threw in, I knew that wasn't her and that it was
the one they threw. Oh, yeah. When they put through the Omega gate. Yeah.
Ellie.
Yeah,
when they opened the gate.
I didn't get it at first. I mean, I
knew it as soon as she was knocked out on the floor. I'm like, that's not her.
Yeah,
there's no way that's her. She's been too smart through this whole thing. She's not going to be knocked out on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was so aggravated at this point. I'm just looking at holes, literally sitting back, going, "That's wrong. That's wrong." I haven't been that way with a show in so long.
Yeah.
I was just ugh. And when they threw her, I'm like, "That's Ellie. That's got to be Ellie because there's no way that, you know, this is all one, you know, it's getting to the end of the season. They're going to wrap this up."
Well, but I also thought it was the end of the season. They defeated her. You know what I mean? It's like,
I knew they weren't defeating her because if they did, you really don't have a season two. It's like, now where do you go?
Well, again, then the keys could have unlocked who knows what, you know?
Right.
They still could have defeated her and we still wouldn't have known what was on the other side of the door. Like, there's still things they could have done.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I went along for the ride a little bit more than you did because I figured it out before the end of the episode, but when they threw her through the door initially, I didn't say, "Oh, that's not her." Like, I kept waiting for her to wake up. I was like,
right.
You know, I guess you guys better hurry up because she's going to wake up. Because that was the one thing. It seemed like she was unconscious for a long time. Like,
right.
That bothered me as well because I was like, why didn't she wake up? Like, you can't knock somebody out that much,
well,
you know?
Not only that, the first time they went down there into the caves, they were just carrying a little bit of equipment,
right.
And they had a little trouble
getting
through.
That's what I'm saying, they're carrying her
now
all the way down.
A body,
right.
And they get there, and even Jen was like, wow, they got there really quick.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, she's been on... I agree there, too. I was like, she was unconscious for a long time, you know?
Yeah, so many plot holes, so many, like... Not even, I don't even know if they're plot holes. I don't know if that's the right term because they made stuff up that didn't need to be made up. They didn't expand on stuff that they could have. I real tough time with this show.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair. Again, we're not everybody's going to like everything. So, I mean,
I had a good streak going.
I'm very DJ right now.
I know you are.
Cuz again, I felt differently. Like I said, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. Like, it's not going to win any awards or anything. Like, I don't think it was like War and Peace or anything, but I was entertained through the whole thing. Like, it didn't bother me at all. I didn't get mad through anything. Like, I don't know. It just entertained me and I enjoyed it. So.
So what was it, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, when JR Hooded Collector tweeted, like, if we had seen the show yet or if we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And he actually, I think he said he liked the story. Sorry, JR, but he was like, oof, the acting. And I, like, throughout the show, at the beginning, I didn't find the acting to be
I didn't
that
either.
Bad.
I mean, the kid was probably the worst.
As it went on, I thought the little kid was absolutely the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, he was too little kiddish.
Well, Jake Lloyd, right? Like, he's a little kid, though. you know, I mean, I thought the – I didn't
– Then as a director, you got to tone that down.
I didn't think the acting was too bad outside of him. Like I said, I did think his acting was pretty bad. I thought Kinsey was pretty good. Ty was pretty good. Like, I didn't think their acting was horrible.
Yeah, that kid that played Ty, Connor Jessup,
yeah.
I knew him from – there was another show, like a murder show. That
I'd seen him
he
in something
He was good
else
in that.
Too.
I liked him. I like his. I like him personally. Yeah. I loved the way he played the part. I thought he was good. I thought the sister was good. I thought she did a
Kinsey?
Really good job.
Yeah.
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 I thought the mom, I didn't like her at all. I already expressed how I feel about the character that they portrayed.
But I don't think her acting was bad, necessarily.
I guess not, if she's playing bad mom. The one that I didn't like in the brother, the guy that played
Duncan?
Iceman.
Yeah.
From X-Men.
Sean Ashmore? Bobby. Isn't that who it is? Yeah, Sean Ashmore, I think.
Aaron Ashmore.
He didn't necessarily bother me either. Like,
I don't think his acting was bad. I thought his character was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say his acting. Well, because now we're talking about the acting, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that's what's going to make the acting seem bad. It's like you can't really blame the character. You can't really blame the actor when it's like, here are your lines. I don't really remember anything. That doesn't bother me. Got to go to work now. He was like, he has no memory of his childhood. He knows they took his memory, but he's cool with it.
I don't think he knows they took it. I just think he knows he doesn't have it, and he doesn't know why.
Right, but he's cool with it.
Well, because what could you do about it? Like, what's the point of not being cool with it? Like, you can't do anything about it.
Here's the thing. Again, you want to put more into, like, season one, into, like, from this book, make it, like, all right, ask him. That doesn't bother you? Have a conversation or two about it.
Right.
And be like, yeah, it did kind of bother me. I don't know why. I don't blah, blah, blah. Whatever you're going to do. But just having them just like, oh, well, yeah, I don't remember my childhood.
Right.
And then that's – and we as the viewer are supposed to just be like, oh, okay, he's cool with it. All right, I guess I am too. You see what I mean? That's the world building that didn't take place, that did take place in October Faction, that did take place in the book, that did, you know, this stuff that the viewer needs to be told to accept the fact that these things are going on. Because in our world, if somebody acted like that, I'd be like, really? You're missing parts of your childhood and you don't know why?
Right, but what could you do about it? Like, what's the
it
point?
Doesn't matter.
What's
but
the
it
point of being upset
you?
About it? You can't change it. It's like, yeah, I don't remember, but I don't know that he thinks somebody took the memories out of it. Do you ever just have that where you're like, I just don't remember that part of my life? Like,
no.
I don't. I mean,
not if somebody asked me. Like, there's been stuff like you and I do it all the time. We'll be in the middle of a conversation and I'll have forgotten about, and we'll say I haven't thought about that in 20 years,
right?
But I remember it.
Right, but if you didn't remember it, like, would you automatically assume there was, like, an ulterior motive? Or would you just think, oh, I just don't remember that? You know, it's like...
Yeah.
You wouldn't assume that
I
something...
See what you're saying,
you wouldn't assume
but
that something...
Because
like, would you think somebody opened up my head and took my memories out?
So
you know?
Here's the thing. This is part of the show that could have been in there. I've been to therapists. We've talked. Apparently it was traumatic, and there's a, you know, part of your brain can shut down. Something that's traumatic, they block it out. I don't know if I want to explore that, because if it's that traumatic, I'm blocking it for a reason.
Right.
Have that conversation. But instead, he goes, I don't know, got to go to work. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, you and I just had a better conversation about it than they did in the show.
Right.
And that's bad, because The Bright Side doesn't get as many viewers as this show is.
True.
And that's bad.
That is bad.
No, and like I said, you know, getting back to the, oh, yeah, that, well, you know, sorry, that was the fear in my head that beat you up.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, I'm flattered. What? Oh, man. Again, there are no undertones to this. So that for me was bad. It's like, not everything has to have an undertone.
No, I was going to say, sometimes it can just be on the surface. I mean,
right,
there's no undertones in Star Wars either. I mean, it's just all out on the surface.
There's a lot of political undertones to that. There's a lot.
As it goes on, but not in A New Hope. Like, A New Hope is just on, it's just out there,
right.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. So, I mean, it doesn't have to have that. It's fun when it does, like October Faction had another layer. Right. And it's fun to be able to talk about that. But I don't think everything has to have one. You know,
this was 10 episodes of like the shallowest, like horror. It basically got repetitive because it was like formulaic in a way, because it was like, okay, here comes some fear. And then we're going to go back to this. And then I don't know. Part of me is like, wants a season two because I want to see if they can improve on
it. Redeem itself.
Yeah. It's like the reason I went out and bought the book.
Right.
Was because I'm like, it can't be this bad. And it's not. The book is awesome. Did you know that this show has been like piloted in 5 times?
Oh, I know it's been in development for a long time. Yeah.
Not, yeah.
I don't know if it's
people
been
have had the pilot and refused it. And they're like, nope, not good. Nope, didn't like that. Nope, didn't like that. And they keep trying and trying, and finally Netflix picked it up. The first episode of the pilot or whatever was supposed to be on Hulu. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to run it.
Yeah.
So Netflix picked it up. So I just think they should have.
Right, but going back to even your own admission, you liked episode one.
Well, because you didn't know where it was going.
Right. But neither did Hulu.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know why they refused it necessarily. Like, I don't think the pilot was so bad that it should have been refused 4 times. I mean,
well, unless
Seven Studios passed on Star Wars, too.
Right.
You know? So.
So this is the next Star Wars?
That's not what I'm saying, but I mean, things get, people pass on things all the time, you know?
No, like, but they also, when they pass on it, they also know the plans for the rest of it, and they probably were like, well, that, I don't know what they were like. I have no idea.
Right.
But in my opinion, it's, you look at it and go, wait a minute.
I mean, there's so record labels that passed on the Beatles, too. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if that, like, speaks to the quality. That's all I'm saying, because, like, good things get passed on all the time. Like I said, people passed on the Beatles. What's his name passed on Queen after Bohemian Rhapsody? You know, dropped him from the label. You know, the Star Wars got rejected. I mean, so good things get rejected. I don't know if that speaks to it being bad necessarily.
No, but I would say, like, people could have passed on developing the book. But in my opinion, what they were passing on was people picked it up. And we're like, this could make a great show. And then they saw what they had developed and went, that's not a great show. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you have a Star Wars story and you're like, that could be a good movie.
Right.
And then they just passed on the story. They didn't, it's not like they had something and then they passed on it. They just passed on the story. I think this is a little different. Like I said, I'm not a fan of how they did this show. I think obviously they could have done it. Book one could have been a season, but I don't want to just keep saying that over and over.
But. Right. But I also think, and I'm going back to, I'm Googling it right now, but I feel like Joe Hill was very involved in this show. If that's the case, then, you know, he had to have been okay with the way they were telling the story.
Yeah. I know.
And that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
You saw Stephen King, right?
Yes, he was the guy in the hardware. Oh, I thought he was the guy in the hardware store.
No, the guy in the hardware store was Savini.
Oh, that's right, Tom Savini, because they talked about him earlier.
Yeah, well, he was the Savini group.
That right, that's what it was, club. The Savini, yeah.
And that was like the only reason for the film club.
That was the biggest reason.
Yeah, they used Tom Savini.
I'm trying to say, I don't see where it says, but I thought I read somewhere that he was pretty involved in the development.
I'm sure
of the
he
show.
Was. I mean, you're not going to. I don't think he backed away from it like what's-his-name from Watchmen. But
that doesn't necessarily mean just because he can write the book doesn't mean he's a good TV developer. But you feel like he would have
– great storyteller, I think. And all – I mean,
I don't know.
I think they just crammed too much too fast and they didn't develop it enough for my taste. That's all.
Right. The other thing I don't know why – and I don't know if I've seen the explanation is why they changed the name of the town for the show either.
I have no idea. I know, because it...
Because, like, why change it from Lovecraft to another made-up name? Because it'd be one thing if they were trying to keep it, like, you know, they didn't want to have a made-up name and they went with a real town, but the town they chose wasn't a real town either.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is Lovecraft actually has a meaning.
Right.
You know, it. I mean, it's not a real town, but it has a development meaning.
Right.
I know, like, Jen noticed the hospital, the McClellan Hospital,
uh-huh.
That was in the show.
Yeah,
that was the psychiatric hospital, she's like, right away, she saw that, and she's like, that's a play on the, quote, world-renowned psychiatric hospital, the McLean Hospital in Belmont, Mass.
Oh, really?
And that, yeah, and that's where the girls in Girl Interrupted were.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's like her wheelhouse, right. Therapy and stuff, so she knows that hospital, and she's like, oh, as soon as she saw the name, because I think they show it written in the show, the McLellan Hospital. And she's like, oh, that's a play on the, and that's actually a real hospital in Massachusetts. Jen actually enjoyed the show more than I did.
Right.
I don't think she enjoyed it as much as you did, but she's like, she was getting a kick. I think she enjoyed watching me watch the show.
Watching you get.
Like, this isn't like you. You're like, I was like.
Watching you get mad.
Yeah. She was, the last two episodes, episode 7, I thought there were a bunch of answers. Like, they kind of wrap some stuff up. And I even, after episode 7, I was like, that wasn't so bad, but that could have happened at episode 3.
Right.
It's like, we could have shortened this a lot. And then I'm like, but now I don't know, at that point I was like, I don't know where this is going to go for 8 and 9. What are we going to do?
Right.
And I was like, when we, I think we finished the last two with the last night, and I was like, all right, let's get this over. Let's see what happens here. And we were both looking forward to it because it, to me, it became a horror show, but not in a good way. And I was like, couldn't wait to see how this thing wrapped up. And I wasn't exactly, I was hoping that there was going to be a miracle, like at the end, like all of a sudden they would do something and you're like, oh my God, it like blows your mind. But to me, it didn't.
Yeah. I'm reading some of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And some of them are good, but just like anything, some of them are good and some of them are bad, but some of them are like, I was like, I scrolled to the bottom to see if you wrote it.
No,
I don't, one star. Yeah. I'm only on episode 5, and I don't know if I can go on. This show is just awful. There are so many good things about it. The concept is fun and creative. The mystery is intriguing, but whether these amazing traits can overcome the absolute train wreck that is the characters. Halfway through the series, my definitive feeling is that the characters are so horrible that nothing can save this series.
So, jeez.
I was like, is this DJ?
No. And
all
see,
in
that's
caps,
the thing is,
I cannot stress how bad the character writing is in this show.
So, and that's the thing is, I think it's because they skimped.
Yeah.
They tried to put all the books into one season. And I think they could have done a, they could have done a better job. I can't even talk now. I'm like, they could have done.
Well, so here's the thing. I feel like if I had read all the books ahead of time, I would have been thinking the same thing. Because like, if I had already read all the books, I'd be curious to why they were cramming everything into one season. But I didn't know the books going into the show, so it didn't feel like rushed to me because I didn't know that they were cramming it all together. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
all right, let me give you another for instance here, because I got to get this out of me. I'm not used to
I know
to
you
this.
Have to, because oh. We've gone for an hour on basically you talking about how much you don't like it. And
I know. So, all right. So here's another for instance from book one, Welcome to Lovecraft. So I'm going to give you two examples where they did it right and had to cut it. If you read First Blood, there's a lot in that book that isn't in the movie because Stallone has barely any lines.
Right.
But if you read the book, you know everything he's thinking while he's hiding behind a rock. You know, you
right.
hear his thoughts.
His inner monologue
right?
is there.
Right, right, exactly. So you can't do that in First Blood. You can't. The movie would be too long if you start. What are you going to do? A voiceover? You can't
right.
do that. So they have to. They have to show it with facial expressions. They have to, and it moves the movie along. It's a 2-hour movie, right?
Right?
In Lock and Key, the daughter,
Kinsey,
moves from one side of the country to the next and changes her hair for a very specific reason in the book. And it's a great reason.
Right.
Her father was killed on one coast. They travel across country to the next coast. She doesn't want anybody bringing that up. She doesn't want anybody talking about that. She doesn't want any attention. When she was on the West Coast, she had dreadlocks. She wanted attention. She wanted to be the cool kid. She wanted this. She straightens her hair. She goes normal. She does everything. They don't touch on that at all.
Right.
the closest they come to it is she colors her hair and they go, oh, you're starting to look like your old self. But you don't even know why they said that. They expand on it, but then drop the ball because they never tell you, what the hell does that mean? Right. If you've read the book, you know what that means. And here's an example. Now, if this was a two-hour movie, I would agree with you. I would say, well, you can't expand on everything. It's a two-hour movie.
Right.
You got all these books. You want to have other seasons. You could have expanded on a lot of stuff and made one season a little more entertaining and had plenty of information left over for seasons 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
You see what I mean? That's it's stuff like that that I'm just like, ah!
Okay. I mean, well, I don't know what else to say. Like, I feel like if you wouldn't have read the book, that wouldn't have stuck out to you at all because you wouldn't know
that. No, it did
that.
Stick out to me, though, but that's a great point. But that's why it did stick out to me. I thought there were a ton of examples in this. Without reading the book, I knew there was information missing. The only reason I read the book is I knew this couldn't be that bad. They were just out of the fact that they expanded on stuff that never shows up in the book, and it had no real plot purpose in the story, or very little. You're right. Yeah, he was on the hockey team so they could put him into the crowd. There are many other ways they could have done that quicker. Or they could have even put him on the hockey team and just said it. They didn't have to all go to his hockey game. Why'd they waste that time? There was a lot of stuff that was expanded that doesn't really need to be there. And then there were other things like her coloring her hair. Like I said earlier, if you see a guy at the beginning of the movie sharpening a knife purposefully, chances are that's going to show up later in the movie.
Right.
Well, she colored her hair. You have no idea why. You have no idea what they meant by it. You're starting to look more like yourself. There was a lot of stuff left out and a lot of information that you didn't know about. Like they went, how the kid found these keys and is like all cool with it, just hearing whispers all of a sudden. That was, way, way too fast.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because, I mean, again,
if you're starting to grow horns
right,
here.
But what you just said about that, but as a, I don't know how old he was, but a 7 or 8 year old kid, you wouldn't have questioned that. Like, it would have been that fast. You know, like, you hear whispers, you
right.
would follow them, because
right,
you're a kid. You don't fear,
right.
you don't really have that fear.
And in the book, they expanded on that.
Yeah.
They said, like, remember, he actually draws everything out and makes his own comic strip. And then the teacher sends a note home going, I understand what he's doing here. Right? They never did that in the book.
Right.
I mean, in the show. So, and that was a world building thing that in the book that showed that people are listening to him. Like, in the book, everything he did, he described to his mother, brother, and sister. And then actually he wrote about it in school and everybody didn't believe him and chalked it up to him being a kid, a young kid that went through a traumatic event.
Right.
Not once did they do that in the show. He was just a kid. And it's like they did it a couple of times with the ghost thing, but barely.
Yeah.
They could have done a lot more of that. They could have had him go to school and talk to his teacher. I would have rather have seen him go to school and draw that comic strip than watch Tyler go play hockey.
You're so fixated on the hockey.
Well, it was a horrible hockey game too.
I
play hockey and those guys, I don't even think they could cross over both ways.
Yeah. It's like you're really into this hockey game.
Well, like, again, it went nowhere.
Yeah.
It went nowhere. It's not like the hockey team helped them out.
Right.
It's that went nowhere. Unless in season 2 it's like,
the Mighty Ducks.
Like, yeah, exactly. They do the flying V and they break into someplace. I don't know. Oh, see?
Yeah, okay.
You were wondering what we were going to talk about.
Well, I just didn't realize. I didn't know that it was going to be this because I didn't know that you disliked it so much. You hid that from me.
I had to.
Yeah.
I was dying to talk to you about it and I was hoping for like a big defense, but.
Oh, I'm not going to. Well, I mean. How can I defend your... I can't defend your opinion,
No,
yeah,
no, no.
I mean...
Slade tried to defend it, and I kept saying, well, they failed.
Yeah.
He goes, well, they were trying to do this. And he's like, I'm like, all right, well...
I didn't love it to the point where I feel like I have to defend... Like, I have to defend
right.
its honor, you know what I mean? Like, I liked it. I enjoyed it. But, like, I'm not going to go on this. It wasn't like when we fought about Endgame where, you, like, felt like you were being wronged and you had to, like, defend the Russos, I don't love it that much, so.
Well, that was the thing. It was like some of the things you didn't like, I was like, no, I can explain that. Yeah. I can explain that. And that's all. It's like if you don't like something, that's fine. To me, it's like when people don't like things and they don't have a reason, like, I don't know, I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Why? That to me is like, as long as you have a reason, I don't care.
Right.
I think your Endgame thing was, and it's not that you didn't like it.
It's not it's that just I didn't live it's not up that to I didn't like it. It didn't live up right. to what I wanted. I have since mellowed on it and like it a little bit more that I've now that I've seen it a few more times.
that's a funny sentence.
But there's
I've mellowed and I like it more.
But there's still
usually when you mellow, you go down. No,
but there's still those things that bother me, you know. Right. And we've argued about them and we think differently. And like they said, they still bug me. But
right.
I still, you know, I've softened up a little bit on it. And I you know. But
see, I think in Lock and Key, I think you agree with. I don't think you've disagreed with anything I've said. You just found it more entertaining.
I found it more entertaining. Right. I enjoyed it and I had fun. I didn't.
And so did Jeff.
I didn't analyze some of the things as deeply as you did to the sense where they bothered me. Like I said, I didn't give the hockey game a second thought. Like it never, I never bumped into it in any fashion, but it's like a big sticking point for you, you know? And
right.
It just didn't bother me. But if I listen to what you say, like, I don't necessarily disagree with it.
Right.
You know? It just didn't bother me at all. Like, right. I, you know, I didn't... even with the movie thing, like, with the making the movie, like, it was just that group of friends that she got into. Like, it didn't really have to serve a bigger plot point for me. It was her introduction to Gabe and to Scott with two T's, or one T, rather.
Right.
It was just how they met. You know, that's really what they were for me as plot devices. I thought they, you know, the movie came into play a lot. Like, that came into play a lot throughout the show, though. Because, like, what was the other girl's name? Jackie, who the popular girl? Like, she was in the show and she got out of the show. But it gave the character of all those people.
Right.
And, yes, it could have been any other thing. Like, it could have been the prom.
They could have just been classmates.
Right. It could have just been in class. It could have been they were on the... Yep. The yearbook club. Like, it could have been anything, but that's just what they chose. Same thing with the hockey game. It could have just been the cool kids and they were out back smoking or whatever it was, but they chose hockey. So I didn't look at them in any other deeper meanings, but I can't argue with what you're saying either because they could have been anything else too. I don't necessarily have an argument against anything you're saying.
No, I know.
It's just, it just didn't bother me as I was going through it, you know,
the same thing, like, I was raised on the idea that everything means something. Everything. Everything happens for a reason.
I don't always ascribe to that.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I was taught that.
Right.
And then it was reinforced to me through my education, through art. In the art world, it's like everything happens for a reason. There's artists do things for a reason. So that gets me into trouble when I love stuff because I find purpose in things because it speaks to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then I'll love things that most people might not, you know, and I'll find a reason to like it. But it can get me in trouble in a situation like this when I'm watching a show and things don't pan out and like they develop something and all of a sudden you're like, well, what was that for?
Right.
And that can be as equally as aggravating as something is pleasurable. You know what I mean? That's balance.
Yeah, like I agree that, you know, obviously there's lots of things that are Easter. Like there's lots of hidden meaning built into lots of different things. But sometimes a fish is just a fish, you know, and that's.
This is a pretty big, long 10-episode fish that turned out to be just a fish.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing to me.
Yeah.
And it's like I wanted more out of it. Maybe that's a product of, like, October Faction started a little slow, and then all of a sudden you find deep meaning, and I did anyways, and I really enjoyed that. I was waiting for the payoff.
Right.
And it didn't happen in Lock and Key. So it could be a product of that. I don't know.
Well, or you just don't like it. I mean,
yeah,
it could
no,
be
I
that.
Know.
Yeah,
but see, look, even
too.
Now I'm like trying to figure
right, you're
out
trying
why,
to justify,
why like
right,
it.
You're trying to justify it to yourself, and you don't have to. Like, sometimes you could just not like it, you know? I mean,
exactly.
I did. Like, I couldn't go, like, we've been on for an hour and a half, and probably 61 minutes of that is you talking about why you didn't like it. I couldn't go for 61 minutes talking about why I liked it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it wasn't that good.
Well, no, but I liked it. But I couldn't talk for 61 minutes about why I liked it. So,
right.
You know, I didn't really go that deep into it, I guess. But
all right. So. Well, we'll wrap this up and I'll go get a throat lozenge.
All right. It's good for a change.
Yeah, I know. Get that out of me. Okay. I can't wait for – I got to do something positive soon.
Yeah.
It's like, no. It was fun. It was – and I couldn't wait to talk to you about this. And I was like – I was going to text you. And I'm like, no, I got to wait and tell them.
That's cool.
And that's why when I quote, came into the store tonight, I'm like, this is going to be good. Like, let's get to this.
Yeah. Well, I knew right then how you felt about it.
I know. Well, I couldn't hold it back. Yeah. I was like, I was going to try, but I was like, no, here we go. Yeah. All right. What did you guys think of Lock and Key? What did you think of my take? What do you think of John's take?
I didn't have a take.
I'm sorry. Let's start over. Yeah. John, would you like to talk for 61 minutes?
No, I'm fine.
We'll give you your half.
I'm good.
You had a take. You liked
it.
Let us know what you thought at brightside_chat on Twitter. Email, you could email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. check out all the other podcasts on Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. you can go there and you can subscribe to Nerdy Legion and get all the podcasts. Help everybody out, that would be great. Doesn't hurt you. And John, let's give a positive spin tonight. What can we do on iTunes?
We can rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, look at you. You're even leaning into the mic there.
I
like that.
Got it.
All right. I'm going to go get a throat lozenge. What do we got coming up on Wednesday?
All right.
What do we got? Give me something positive
to look forward
John.
To.
I feel like it's a game show.
We have Flash issue 750 and all the Decades covers that go with it. Mirka Andolfo's Mercy number 1. Which I have read and really enjoyed. And then the Strangers.
Really?
Yeah, Strange Academy
what
number 1. Which one? Mercy?
Yeah.
It's a horror book. Mirka Andolfo did Unnatural and Unsacred. So, I liked Unnatural a lot. So, I was looking forward to this. This is a little bit, like, Unnatural was, I don't know if you've read that or even know what it's about, but it was a little out there. This is a little bit more traditional in the sense of like a horror story set in like the 1800s. So it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Really looking forward to reading the rest of that series. And then, like I said, The Stranges. We have Strange Academy number 1 and then Strange Adventures number 1. I've also read Strange Adventures and really dug that too. So it's pretty good books coming out this week.
And that's it?
That's it.
Looking forward to that Strange Adventures and...
Yeah, like I said, it was real good. I liked it.
We'll have that to talk about this week.
Yep.
Look at that.
I might have to read it again, though, because like I read it...
How long ago?
A couple weeks ago. I don't really remember it anymore.
Oh, really?
You know, I've read 100 books since then. If we're going to talk about it, I'll have to read it again. So,
yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Hopefully something positive. Well, you've already read
it. I read it.
So,
I think.
Well,
well
actually,
I like
Lock
and Key.
Lock
yeah,
and Key.
I like that too. So clearly I'm
here
no judge.
We go. Oh, man. No, you're actually a better judge than I am. You see things. I don't know.
I'm usually a little bit more critical than you are. This was completely the opposite for both of us because I just went along with everything and you picked everything apart. So
it was, and that is kind of funny because and then when I said it, you were like, yeah.
Because normally I would have been the one picking all that stuff
out.
So,
you know,
this
is going to be good fodder for later when we go back to being our normal selves, and I'll just go. Lock and key.
Right.
He'll go. Okay.
And I'll just go, lock and key.
So. All right. We will see everybody on Thursday. Have a great week. Talk to you then.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles, in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.